Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Yeah. Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. It's a beauty out there. Blue sky, temperatures in the mid-80s in New England, a little bit warmer further south. And along with the month of July and August, we get a problem with beetles. Yes, the beetles have arrived in most of the country, and they are really, really heavy in New England. So I thought I would ask Ken Kukurowski to join us this morning from Bayer Advance to give us a little history and to tell us what we can do to control the Japanese beetles. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank you.
Still hot in the Carolinas?
Yeah, Paul, we would love to trade some of our weather for your 80-degree weather.
Yes.
We have been in the hundreds. In fact, I was talking with my brother-in-law yesterday who lives in Columbia, South Carolina, and he said that last week they set a record of 116 degrees one day. And we haven't been quite that hot. We've been 101 through 105 here in the Raleigh area, but it's just been blistering hot. You have to do all your garden work first thing in the morning because you just can't do it in the middle of the afternoon.
Now you see why I live in Maine, Ken.
Well, yeah, okay. There's a lot of other advantages to living in Maine as well. I know that. But you know, and we're gonna talk about beetles this morning, and we'll get to that subject. But this really blistering hot weather reminds me of something else that everybody has to be aware of: that when the weather does get hot and dry, it promotes the growth of mites on everything. And so if you know that you have susceptible plants to mites, watch them more carefully. Watch them almost every day, because an epidemic of mites could occur in just a couple of days. And put on a preventative spray, or put on a spray to catch them early. We make a spray, 3-in-1 insect disease and mite spray, that does a very good job of taking two spotted spider mites out of the equation, and it does a very good job on controlling beetles and while we don't have as many Japanese beetles here in the Raleigh area right now, they could happen any time now, because it is the time for that life cycle for that particular pest to start occurring here. And when it builds up in very high numbers, as you well know.
Now, what should people be looking for, talking about mites, as far as damage on the plant, and are there certain plants that are more likely to have mites than others?
I wish I could tell you that certain plants are to look for, you know, to certain monitor plants, but it seems that when mites occur, at least everywhere I've lived, they feed very well on everything. I've had them on boxwoods, I've had them on azaleas, I've had them on rhododendrons. Of course, the prize perennials like roses, they really like. But even among roses, some varieties of roses are more sentinel plants for me. I know that there's a rose that was here at my property when I moved here in 2005 that always gets mites first. So I know that if I watch mites on that particular rose, and I don't remember, it didn't have a variety tag on it, so I can't tell you which variety it is. But when I watch mites on that rose, I will be always ahead of everything else, of all the other roses that I have. But I can't tell you of a plant that mites don't go to. Now, there's more mites than just the two-spotted spider mite. There's many different kinds of mites that occur on evergreens and different kind of ornamentals. But the best thing you can do is just watch your plants. And if you start seeing a little bit of bronzing, the first sign is to just put a white piece of paper underneath the plant, shake it, and if little specks of black fall onto the paper and they start moving around, you probably have two-spotted spider mites. But if you start seeing bronzing on your plants, you start seeing webbing on your plants, you've got spider mites, and you really have to do something about it at that point.
Okay, and then you would suggest a Bayer Advanced 3-in-1 disease and mite spray.
Yes, insect disease and mite spray. And I know I got you off track here by mentioning the hot weather and the mites, because I know you want to talk about beetles, but I didn't want to lose sight of the fact that this weather is just going to be promoting this particular problem to occur if we don't stay ahead of it. And mites are very difficult to get rid of if you have a full-blown epidemic. Even our 3-in-1, you make an application, you might have to wait 10 to 14 days and make a second application, because the miticide that's in our spray does not kill the eggs. I'm not aware of any commercial miticide that really kills eggs. It's a true ovicide. And so you make a spray, wait about 10, 14 days, make a second spray, and you'll clean up the whole population. Of course, it's easier to make a spray ahead of time so that you don't have a problem. And that's what I'm just – and the most important thing is to look at your plant to see if you have a problem before you spray, because you don't need to spray if you don't have a problem, of course.
Okay. And I know the one plant I want you all to check, if any of you have a blue spruce.
Oh, yeah.
For some reason, they love – blue spruce. So if you have a blue spruce and the plant seems to be thinning out, you're losing some of your lower foliage, that's spider mite damage. And as Ken says, take a piece of white paper, put it underneath some of the branches where the new growth is, tap that foliage, and little black things will fall. And if they're moving, you have got spider mite. Now, the Bayer Advanced 3-in-1 Insects and Disease Spray for the Colorado Blue Spruce is the only thing that you can use. And the reason I'm telling you this is many years ago, I used all-season oil. And you can use all-season oil if you want to stay organic. But the problem is, if you take the oil and you spray it on your blue spruce, you'll lose the blue color, because the oil will take off that blue dust that makes the blue spruce so pretty, and it will turn it green. So stick with the Bay Area 3-in-1 for your blue spruce, and it will solve the problem. Okay? Now, let's get back to the beetles. They're everywhere, Ken.
Well, you have them up there. We don't have them here. But I know what you're talking about. This is the time of the year when the scarabaeid beetles, and that's the group of beetles that includes the Japanese beetle, which are beetles that have a larval stage that is a grub, a C-shaped white grub that lives in the ground and feeds on organic matter and feeds on roots of plants. It's the time of the year when those beetles come out. They emerge as adults. They mate. They lay eggs for the next generation. And so you're going to have all the different varieties, the Oriental beetle, the Japanese beetle, the Atenius, chafers. They're going to all be out now.
Okay. We're coming up on a break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Ken about ways that we can eliminate the beetles, because they are everywhere, and you should be aware of it.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong, because this generic kills all. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Hi, Doug Dorfler here from Midas Resources Precious Metals. In these trying times, all of us have to be concerned about our financial situations. Every day we hear of problems with our financial institutions and of the European economy. Even the latest CBO report under the Extended Alternatives Fiscal Scenario says the future of the U.S. budget is bleak. Now is the time to weigh your options. Call me, Doug, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167, and I'll be glad to answer any of your questions and help you add physical precious metals to your holdings. No matter what your financial position is, you need to protect yourself and your family with a portion of your assets in precious metals. Again, call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Thank you and have a great day.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh Liquid Whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent God Club. We're talking with Ken Kucharowski about Japanese beetles, Orientals, and all the different beetles that are attacking us. Ken, how long do the beetles live? When they come out of the ground, how long will they live and lay eggs in your lawn?
Well, Paul, different species have different life cycles, and so the native grubs that we have in this area, like the mast chafers, they'll come out after they've pupated. They come out as adults, and they'll be around for 2 or 3 weeks maximum. And they generally don't feed on plants. They generally look for a mate, lay eggs, and then the adults disappear, and the larval stage is in the ground, again, feeding on roots and feeding on organic matter, along with a lot of other species. The exotics that have moved into our area, like the Oriental beetle and Japanese beetle, they were introduced species right after World War I in, you know, the 1920s or in the 1910s. Those particular beetles have the same life cycle, except that the Japanese beetle is a little bit different in that when the Japanese beetle comes out, the adults feed, and the adults can actually live for 4 weeks, 6 weeks, or even as long as 8 weeks of feeding on plants and mating multiple times. The female, you know, can mate 3 or 4 times in the course of her 6 week or 8 week life stage as an adult and lay multiple clutches of eggs, which makes it, you know, a bigger problem for all of us to control the adults and then to also control the larvae. And when we control them, we have to look at two strategies. One strategy is that you do yourself a favor and do your lawn a favor by using a preventative grub control material on the lawn to control the grubs that are in your lawn. It also prevents the raccoons and the skunks from feeding on the grubs when they get bigger in the latter part of the summertime or the early fall. So preventative treatment like season-long grub control or complete insect control for soil and turf. Those are good products to give preventative grub control. But then you also have to think about controlling the beetles, the adult beetles that are feeding on your plants as well. And those you have to spray. And if you have on your ornamentals, something like complete insect control for soil and turf is a good spray. Vegetable and garden insect spray is a good spray. Sprays that contain pyrethroids are very effective on controlling beetles. But in the sunlight, those sprays last only 2 weeks because they just naturally break down in the sunlight. So you have to be careful about making the spray. Never spray to open flowers, and then realize that the spray lasts for about 2 weeks.
Okay, and so you should be spraying the liquids now, and then if you are seeing them in your garden, is this the time to treat the soil now?
Yes, it is. Again, there's 9 different species of grubs that will occur in your area, and you're, you know, you love living in Maine. Well, so do all the grubs, because it seems that almost all of the grub species have a range that extends into the New England area, and so now is the time to make an application of a preventative product, a preventative control product like season-long grub that contains Merit that will control the grubs as they hatch and as they're in small first and second instar stage, and you just simply won't have a problem later.
Okay,
and that will control them in your lawn so that they won't be feeding on your lawn and damaging your grass and forcing you to have to redo your lawn, because they can be a serious problem.
Now, once you put this down, Kent, how much watering should you apply to your lawn?
Once you make the application, you should water it in. A quarter of an inch of rain is all it really needs. It does need to get off of the surface and into below the thatch layer where the grubs are, and that's all you need. And then it's in the right place where the grubs occur, and the grubs will pick it up and they'll die.
So one good application now. So the main thing is treat the foliage of your plants now. Try and do it when the flowers are not open,
right,
and that will do a great job. Ken,
yeah,
we're running low on time, but could you stay a few more minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I want Ken to tell you a little bit more about the grubs. It's the number one insect on our plants right now because it eats vegetables, flowers, roses, shrubs, and trees. And the more information it can give you, the more you'll understand.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
So the problem I ask you to take care of.
Hey, forget about it.
And the mealybug that ruined my prized azaleas.
Made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
And the fruit flies.
Tonight, they sleep with the fishes.
Hit 'em hard, hit 'em first with Pure Spray Green, the all-in-one organic pesticide that actually works on flowers, fruits, vegetables, shrubs, and trees, both indoors and out. Pure Spray Green from the makers of Clear Choice. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Ken Kukurowski from the Bayer Advance company because this is the season where the Japanese beetles are arriving all over the Northeast, and we just wanted to spend a little bit more time to tell you about them. And one of the things that you should know is, you know, as Ken was saying, that the beetles will live for a 4 to 6 week period. In that 4 to 6 week period, each female beetle can lay how many eggs, Ken?
She'll probably lay about 6 to 10 eggs per clutch, and she'll have multiple matings. So she could mate 3 or 4 times in that time period and have multiple clutches of eggs that she spreads all over your lawn. And, of course, it's... It doesn't take much of a mathematician to figure that with lots of beetles, with lots of multiple clutches, with lots of extra mating going on, there's lots of eggs to survive. And if you take care of your lawn, if you've been watering your lawn, and the lawn is the pride of your front yard and your backyard, that's the prime spot all of the grubs like to lay their eggs because there's a better chance of survival there. And so you do have to besides fertilizing your lawn, besides taking care of weeds, besides taking care of disease, you've got to take care of grubs, because otherwise they'll feast on the roots. They don't just feed on the roots. They feed on organic matter in the soil, too, but they do a pretty darn good job of thinning the roots. And then when you get into hot, dry conditions of the latter part of the year, where there's no root system there, the grass just dries up and dies.
Now, are they more likely to be in a sunny lawn or a shady lawn?
I cannot tell you that, Paul. You've stumped me. And so I'm going to have to look that up, and I'm going to have to get back with you on that. I just know from tracking the research that professors have done that it's well-maintained. And I'll have to look that up, and I'll have to get back with you on that.
So if you have a lawn that's well cared, so the better you take care of your lawn, the more likely you are of having Japanese beetles.
That's the way it is. I'm sorry to say that, because I've got the same problem myself wherever I've lived.
So if you've got clover and crabgrass, they don't like that. They only want the good stuff, right?
Well, if you're taking care of your clover and crabgrass, they probably would like that too. But it has to do with the moisture in the soil. If it's a dried out area where the eggs that are deposited will desiccate, will dry up, the chances are that the female won't lay eggs there. So if it's a well-maintained, moist lawn where you've been watering it, you know, once a week and giving it a good soaking once a week, or Mother Nature has been taking care of it the same way, that's where the beetles want to lay their eggs.
Okay. Now, what is, if you were going to do one thing in your lawn, what would you recommend that people use to control the beetles? Because if they're finding them on their shrubs, finding them on their plants, and they're using the Bayer Complete to kill the ones on the plants that they visibly see, what would you consider the best product that Bayer makes to treat the lawn?
Paul, the best product that Bayer makes, and Bayer makes a lot of very good ones, but the one that I use is Complete for soil and turf. I like the hose end because I can spray my whole lawn, and as I'm spraying, I can spray ornamentals on the side, the azaleas that might have lace bugs on them, or other ornamentals. I can spray them at the same time. I get the hose out once, and I do it now. And this is the right time for controlling grubs and for controlling sod webworm that might be in the lawn. You know, when I find myself cutting the grass and I see a brown moth flittering along the top of the lawn, I know I've got sod webworm, so I have to take care of that pest. Complete does such a good job of taking care of both the grubs, the below-ground pests like grubs, like European crane fly that you now have in New England as well, plus the surface pests like sod webworm, like ants, like other pests like that. So it's the one that I use. And I'm not saying bad things about our other products because they're very good, but that's the one that I use.
That's the one that you use and the one that people should look for. And they can find that at their local garden center.
Mm-hmm.
And the weather right now is perfect for it. It's a nice,
yes,
sunny day. Apply it. Water it in for, what do you say, like a half an hour, 45 minutes?
Just enough to move it off the surface. You know, we have a granule and we have a spray, so you move it off the surface and into the thatch and hopefully below the thatch. And hopefully you don't have a lot of thatch because you'll have other problems that we can't talk about here because we don't have enough time if we talk about thatch problems. But move it into the soil and you will be in good shape for taking care of a lot of the subsurface pests and the surface pests.
Yep. And the one plant that Japanese beetles really love, the number one plant that they love, is which plant?
Everyone that I grow, Paul, when they're here. But they love roses, they love grapes, they love fruit trees. They have such a wide range of hosts that the adult feeds on. They like them all. I mean, and you, I believe that your listeners probably have their you could run a contest, and you could probably find out all the different pest problems that you have with Japanese beetle, and we'd all be pretty surprised about the range that the that this particular pest feeds on. Which one do you have? It's your biggest problem for Japanese beetle.
They do love grapes. I will say that. Yeah. They are on the grapes. My beech roses, Rosa rugosa, they are all over that. They have started on the hydrangea. So I don't think that their diet is very, very fussy. They'll eat just about anything. Now, how about the vegetable garden, Ken? If they get, you know, like, I know they love beans of all types. What would you use that would be safe for the vegetable garden?
Well, we came out with a product a couple of years ago called Vegetable and Garden Insect Spray, and it contains Cyfluthrin pyrethroid. And that particular product will control Japanese beetles on your vegetables. That's registered and labeled for use on vegetables. It'll also control Colorado potato beetle. If you have flea beetles, if you have tarnished plant bug, stink bugs, aphids, it controls a wide variety of pests, including Japanese beetles, on your vegetable gardens. And, of course, Paul and your listeners know this very well. You have to read the label. You can use products that are registered for ornamentals only on ornamentals, and you can't switch over to vegetable gardens. And you have to look at the label and make sure that you're able to use the spray product on those vegetables or on those ornamentals and not making any switching, because that's against the law.
Yeah. And right now, I was working in the garden on Thursday. I had been in there for probably 3 or 4 days, and all of a sudden I looked at my potatoes, and they were covered with the Colorado potato beetle.
Oh, yeah.
And you see the big, fat, striped ones, and then all of the nymphs, which looks like little black slugs all over it.
Yeah, so, this is a native pest that we have here in America that spread from the Colorado area all over the potato growing belt many, many, many years ago. This is a problem because we have a lot of resistance to our insecticides because there's been a lot of use and overuse. And so when you find when you have good luck with veggie and garden insect spray on this particular pest, don't overuse it. Switch to something like a Natria insecticidal soap, or switch to something that contains neem, because you want to maintain the arsenal of pesticides that you can use against this pest, because this is a serious pest. The potato growers in Maine know this very well. They can't keep using the same good product over and over again because it builds up resistance very easily. For gardeners, what I found over the years is I'll even have to go 1 or 2 years without growing potatoes in my garden just so that the beetles will move out of the area, and then I can grow them, you know, after waiting a couple of years, then I can grow them in my garden and keep them under control with the sprays that you can use. This is a very serious problem that potato growers have all throughout the country. Wherever they grow potatoes, they have this problem.
Yeah, it really is a problem. So you just have to stick with it. And, I mean, if it means hand-picking some of them and, you know, dropping them to the ground, stepping on them, or just squishing them.
But except they're just so gross to hand-pick, though, Paul.
Yeah, they are.
I wish that birds would figure out they're a good source of food.
If we could only train the birds to come into the garden and eat all these bugs, things would be a heck of a lot better off.
Oh, maybe, yes, I know.
Maybe that, wouldn't that be a good project for Bayer to introduce a new bird that will come in and just sit in the garden and clean everything off?
I would love to have a few of them in my yard.
Now, can people get more information on the Bayer website?
Yes. In fact, I think it's bayeradvance.com is where you would go on the website, and there you can get information on all the different uses for Complete or all the different uses for season-long grub or any of our herbicides or fungicides or other insecticides. The Natria product line, and I didn't talk about that, but if you're into using bio-naturals, we have a wide variety of natural products that do a very good job of controlling pests, but they just don't have long residual. So you have to spend a little more time watching your garden and making the application right when you need to, and not, you know, go away for a week or go away for 2 weeks and assume that there's residual control that's occurring. Because with naturals, that doesn't happen. But still, there's the advantage of being able to use naturals in your garden.
So if you're going to use something like the Bayer Insect Control Complete, that's going to last every couple of weeks. If you want to use a natural product, your Natria will do it, but you need to do it more often because it is organic, it's natural, and it's something that breaks down and doesn't last as long.
That's exactly correct, Paul.
Okay. Well, Ken, we really thank you for staying a few extra minutes and explaining to everybody about the beetles and how they should be aware of them. They should be preparing. Remember, every beetle you kill means 50, possibly 50 less for next year. So if you just say, the heck with it, I'll get them next year, you're going to have possibly 50 times more beetles than you did the previous year.
Paul, you're speaking like you're an ad person. No, but you're exactly right. It is something you have to stay on top of if you want your garden to be looking good.
Yeah, and the other thing that you should know is if you have
get proactive by improving your soil with Jonathan Green Organics. At the very root, Jonathan Green Organics create the ideal conditions in the soil to grow a beautiful lawn. And they're formulated with complex organic feed-grade ingredients, so they're safe to use around kids and pets. Rejuvenate your lawn with our organic lawn fertilizer, fortified with amino acids and humates to improve soil life. For poor soil conditions, use Natural Beauty Lawn Fertilizer to increase root growth and enhance water retention. Apply MagiCal Soluble Calcium to balance your soil's pH levels, reduce stress, and release trapped nutrients. Just one bag of MagiCal is the equivalent of using up to 10 bags of regular lime. And stop weeds before they sprout with our Organic Weed Control Plus Fertilizer. The new American Lawn by Jonathan Green. Eco-friendly, carefree, for the best lawn in town. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
Manure. It's not a pretty word, yet some plant food is made of it. Not Whitney Farms plant foods. They're organic and loaded with naturally occurring high-energy proteins plants need to develop strong roots. Not low-energy manure. Want strong roots and well-fed plants? Use Whitney Farms. You'll see the big, beautiful results. Plus, you won't get dusty or smell like manure when you're done working with Whitney Farms. Buy them today at your independent garden center and hardware store. Soils. Keep them simple. Keep them natural. That's what Whitney Farms organic potting soils do, because that's what plants like. Plants may not have brains, but they know exactly what to do with a rich, premium blend of peat moss, compost, and natural fertilizer. Grow to become beautiful flowers, herbs, and vegetables. They're happy. You're happy. Simple as that. Bye, Whitney.
Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand-grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Fault Parent Gun Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll help you with your gardening questions. I know we went a little bit long on the beetles, but they are everywhere, and everybody has them. So I wanted you to be aware of what you can do to prevent them and how serious of a problem they can be. One beetle, 50 eggs, 50 times the problem next year, not including the possibility of skunks coming in and ripping your whole lawn apart as well as killing it. So don't mess with it. Take care of the problem now. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jonah from Mass with a question about her azaleas.
John, good morning. How can we help you with your azaleas? Joan, how can we help you with your azaleas? Joan, are you there? Okay. Joan, your azaleas right now could be getting mite. I was noticing I have two azaleas in the back, and look at the foliage, and if it looks like it's a paler green in color, it looks like there's little dots of yellow mixed in with the sheer coloration change. That is mite on your azaleas. Now, this is not the time of the year to prune azaleas also, because your azaleas right now are making the flower buds for next year. Rhododendrons are making flower buds for next year. Mount Laurel, all of your flowering trees are making flower buds for the following season. So if you want to increase the amount of blooms on your flowering plants, forsythia, quince, weigelia, bridal wreath,
Make sure that you feed them. If you can feed them, it will help them to give you more and more blossoms in the year to come. But whatever you do, do not prune back rhododendrons or azaleas at this time of the year. The pruning is done when the flowering cycle ends. And in azaleas, it's during the month of May. And rhododendrons, it's during the end of June as they finish blooming, depending on the varieties. So when the flowers are beginning to fade, they're looking a little bit dirty, that's the time that you can cut them back to control the size of your plant, to encourage new growth. But right now, if you can feed, it would make a big difference. And a good granular food like Plant Tone or the Dr. Earth tree and shrub fertilizer with probiotics will really, really help a great deal to stimulate bud production for the following season. Flowering crabs, dogwood, all the same thing. If you can get them fed now, it will make a big difference in the overall quality of your plant. The other thing that I want you to be aware of, a lot of you are getting perennials now that are getting tall. Go to your local nursery. Buy a bag of little green bamboo sticks and some twistums and start staking the clumps. Traditionally, July and August, we get a lot of heavy rain and thunderstorms. And if you've got tall growing daisies, delphinium, hollyhocks, things that get tall, a good strong rain when the plant's in full bloom will level the plant and they'll never spring back to their original shape. So let's get them tied back a little bit, keep it natural looking, and that way your garden will look a lot better. Give us a call. We got two more hours to go. 855-660-4261. And remember, the garden tour next Saturday, the phone number 207-985-5975.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.